Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tag team last night of Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea getting the job done. Before we get to that, I do want to say BT texted me last night. He's been sick for like a week. Right off, it's been a while, I think BT's been sick. So he just wanted me to make sure that the audience knows, like, we know it's fall, we know it's important. He would do it. He was trying to battle through the last couple of days, certainly. He's got some kind of viral thing, not COVID. So he's killing him not to be here today, but that's the point. So I just want to relay that message. He's sick. We told him, rest up, we'll be fine. Hopefully he's back at it tomorrow. We can power up, get ready for week 3 in the NFL, talk to baseball, all that stuff. But he is actually legitimately sick and has been sick for at least a week, I think dating back to last week.
At least a week, maybe a year, actually.
Yeah, no. You're all kidding aside. He's been definitely dating back to last week, and then this week.
Last Friday, he was miserable, and I thought that Monday that either he wouldn't be in or that he'd be well-rested and come back, but it actually took the turn for the worse.
Yeah, yesterday during the show, he was trying to battle through, so he's rested up. He'll be fine, but he just wanted me to make sure you guys know that. He's not just taking a day off.
He needs Tiger blood. That's what he needs.
A little Charlie Sheen Tiger
blood. There you go.
I know. Actually, I wanted to talk about that because I know you watched that and he watched it. We'll save it for when BT comes back tomorrow, okay, and we can get more into that. We'll have some fun with other stuff. And that damn Emmy thing yesterday, we'll get into that as well. I don't really want to, but I have to finish up. Yeah, I was getting texts about it. Oh, what happened? What happened? I don't want to talk about it, but we will talk about that in a little bit. Back to the Holmes and Manaea thing. You know, I was wanting the Mets to do this weeks ago, and it's one of the reasons why, it's not that it's going to be effective every time, who the hell knows, but it's one of the reasons why even weeks ago, I believed that the Mets could still be dangerous in the postseason when they get there, because what is a major weakness, their starters, maybe their biggest weakness, I mean, the offense has been inconsistent and frustrating, but their starters not being able to give them any kind of quality or length, the majority of them. So why not then do what they did last night and have Holmes, who could be a very effective 4-inning pitcher, and Manaea, who could be a very effective 4- or 5-inning pitcher. That's what he was last night. And certainly Manaea, it seems like he's turned the corner here. But why not put them together? They can maybe do the same thing with, let's say, Senga, assuming Senga could come back, and Peterson or Sproat and Tong. Like, you don't know how it's going to work. I'm talking about weeks ago, that was my mindset. Now you're getting to evaluate a little bit more what these guys have to give you, and clearly the Mets made the decision, and I think they made the decision, I don't know this, I think that they made the decision to go with Manaea piggybacking Holmes before Tong couldn't get out of the first inning on Friday night. That was my issue. I'd rather have Manaea start a game than I would Tong right now. Just the timing of it didn't make much sense, but the plan works. So let's just say, hypothetically, the Mets get to the postseason. Clearly, McClain is the one guy who you trust wholeheartedly in that rotation. And for me, I'd go Holmes / Manaea in game 2. And I'd probably go, as of now, I need to see more, a little bit more, and we're going to see. I'd probably go Sproat game 3. We'll see what happens with Peterson tonight, but I would consider moving if Peterson has not been very good, I would consider moving him to the pen, and if Senga could get his act together in the minors, one more start in the minors, then he'll probably come up here and make at least one more start. Well, it would be probably just one more start in the majors before the postseason. Maybe you have a situation where you go McClain, Holmes / Manaea, and you could go Senga / Peterson, and then you have Sproat, Tong. I mean, you still have some options there with the Mets. So that in a short series in the postseason, certainly a wild card round or best of five, that issue that the Mets had with the starting pitchers not giving any length, that's not going to go. That's not going to be there in the playoffs. Not to mention that now their bullpen, with just 11 games to go, basically has had two off days, with the off day on Monday and then yesterday just using Holmes and Manaea. They should be fully rested to a point where Mendoza should be able to pick his spots now and use the guys in the right situation. No excuses. They're not tired, fully rested, and let's go. I mean, it's basically every game from here on out's the postseason for the Mets. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Matt is in Montclair. What's up, Matty?
Hey, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. Hope BT feels better. I mean, but touch on two things real quick. Number one, you know, this Mets team they are who we see them as. 21 games over 500 at 45-24 was a great thing. But, you know, this lull over a long period of time, and we're looking at, 100 games of under 500 almost. But the beautiful thing is you can, and we all know this, you can catch fire at the right time. Example of that, 06 Cardinals. We know them well, mm-hmm. don't we? I mean, you know, 83-78, snuck in, won the division in a bad Central that year. But they, you know, and we can say this all day long. They get it done when they have to.
Well, that's kind of my last year. My point, Matt, is that, and you know, if you're I want to tie in both teams because I think it pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees. There have been things that have infuriated us as a Met fan, as a Yankee fan, all regular season long. And in reality, it's sad to say, not that nothing that happened matters, because obviously some of it does, but you really, when the lows were the low, those things don't matter. And however you feel about your team, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, just know that a fresh start, the most important start, is right around the corner here. And those goals of winning a World Series, still realistic possibilities for each team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely. And, you know, playing under pressure in September typically benefits these teams in the wild cards based on history. I mean, look at us last year. And there's other examples, too. I can't tell you how many times this year I've shut the game off in the sixth inning. I said, I can't do this anymore. But right. Then I'm back at it the next day. You know how it goes. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I do, you know, unfortunately.
You know the deal. But what matters is day to day. I mean, solid win yesterday. Momentum building stuff, right? So all you can do is take it one breath at a time at this point because things are that tight. And the lucky thing is we get the Giants and the D-backs playing each other today. Verlander's pitching, and he's been pitching great. So hopefully the Giants take this one off and they keep beating each other up a little bit.
Yeah, I would root for the Giants today, and thank you for the call, Matt. My concern as it pertains to the Mets specifically would be that I do think Arizona is going to make a legit run, even with their difficult schedule. They get the Phillies, they get the Dodgers, and they close with the Padres, I believe, and obviously one more with the Giants now. Was never worried about the Giants, was never worried about the Reds. The Mets continuing to lose allowed the Diamondbacks back in. That's the issue. If they won two of those eight games that they lost, we wouldn't be talking about this. They wouldn't be able to be caught by Arizona. The fact that the Mets kept losing, forget about the Reds or Giants who were also losing themselves, they let the Diamondbacks get in, a team with a little bit of pedigree and a team that can be dangerous. And once you start to sniff that blood in the water, I mean, man, like here's the worry. So not only would I be worried about the Diamondbacks being better than the Giants and more legit than the Giants and the Reds, that's like a mild concern. My bigger concern is the way that you see, I was fending it off the other way for weeks. The Mets will be fine. Don't worry about it. They're one game, one win away from changing the feel. Unfortunately, in the midst of that 8-game losing streak, that one win didn't come. It just never came. They need to win the game. Win a game. A game. You win one, all of a sudden it's like, okay, exhale. You pick up a game in the standings or whatever. You move a day off the calendar and just change the entire feel. So I was trying to fight off that negative feel, knowing that one win can change the entire situation. But now it seems like the feel is just because one win did change the feel and then it turned into two wins last night. Now it seems like the feel is okay, back in the driver's seat. Think about that. Just two wins erases the feel of an 8-game losing streak. Well, not so fast, because it's very plausible, if not in fact likely, that the Mets lose a game or two to the Padres. And then what? Like, what if Arizona wins today and the Mets lose? Now it's back to a half game and you're tied again. Like, this is hold on to your, is it seats or buckle up or buckle your, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a, you know, whatever. The ride is going to get bumpy. This is it. Like, this is not okay. Well, they won and now take a breather. They're going to the postseason. This is a playoff fight. It has been 4 weeks. And the fact that they kept losing allowed a better team, a more dangerous team, and the Diamondbacks to enter the conversation. Now you got to worry about them. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Charlie. How are we doing here, buddy?
Good, Charlie.
Hey, you know what? The baseball we saw in July and August, unacceptable. They go on this good run right now and get in the playoffs is all we ask for. But we got to see it on a consistent basis, and we haven't seen it. So it's hard to believe it's just going to turn around now. So they got to prove it to the fan base. And they got to prove it to themselves, because they haven't done anything. I mean, they're so lucky they're even in the talk about getting into the playoffs. Right. But if they play like they did last night, that's the team I thought we were going to have all year long. That kind of power hitting, that kind of pitching from both those guys who we didn't see it from. And if we can get all that, we're going to be in a good place, and we can go to a nice spot, and it would be nice to end our season.
But it's a big if, and I guess that's kind of my point too, Charlie, and thank you for the call. Instead of getting aggravated with each of these two teams, like, there's not, to me, it has not been fun. It's been a lot of negative talk about both the Mets and Yankees, who have disappointed to different levels of extent, but have disappointed, at least in my opinion, each team is disappointed this regular season for a variety of reasons. So that's not fun for me. I'm not enjoying watching these games. Even like I said last night, a 10-1 game, you'd think a fan would, hey, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. The fact that you have to sweat that out right up until the ninth inning with Bednar giving up that home run to make it a 10-9 game, like, that's not fun. However, if you, and it's easier for the Yankee fan because they're going to the playoffs. If you take your, and you can worry about matchups and we get into that and talk about all that stuff, but they're going to the playoffs. So you could take yourself away and just be like, all right, whatever. These games are really meaningless against the Twins and Orioles and White Sox to close it out here. Yeah, you want to make sure you get the top wild card. You want to, obviously you'd rather win than lose, and you want to see your team playing well. Maybe Volpe could get himself back into the conversation to start some games at short. He looked pretty good. Instead of reacting to each night, overreacting one way or the other, Mets win, we're back up, here we go, postseason, here we come, going to go win it all. Or they lose a game, oh crap, this team stinks, bury them, fire everybody. They will ultimately be determined by what happens in October. And October now is just weeks away, thankfully, mercifully. And that's how we're going to evaluate these teams. So before we bury them, before we put a fork in them for good, everything is attainable as far as their ultimate goal, getting into, you know, not only getting into the postseason, but getting to and winning a World Series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.